We're back here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe hanging out with you as always, and very, very excited about the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters coming to town on April 1st, and the Spread the Game Tour is something that's newly reimagined that they are bringing to our area. And we say hello to Scooter Christensen. He is on the line with us. Scooter, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, this is a great time of year for basketball. As you know, with the tournament going on right now, the NBA heating up, and then we got the Globetrotters coming to town. So if you love basketball like I do, this is the perfect time to be a basketball fan. And I know you played in the NCAA tournament back in 2002 with Montana, so it's got to bring back some memories for you.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I remember that day like it was yesterday, man. We were at the Arco Arena on the Sacramento Kings floor, and we played against the Oregon Ducks first round. I'll never forget it, man. It was, you know, growing up with basketball and seeing the NCAA's March Madness, and you see that all the time with Duke and North Carolina, you always wonder, God, what does that feel like? You know what I mean? What does it feel like to be in the tournament, the big dance? And I got that opportunity one time, so, you know, I can't beat that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So this newly reimagined Spread Game Tour, tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, we're actually dedicating this tour to Curly Neal. So if everybody sees the 22 on the jerseys, we're representing Curly Neal for, you know, being the epitome of the Globetrotters. He wore number 22, and he played for 22 years. So that's pretty special. I know everybody's used to the blue jerseys and the red and white striped shorts. Well, we got all black jerseys this year. We added a lot of new characters. You're going to see some crazy crossovers, some dynamic dunks. You know, we got a DJ that might play your favorite song, a lot of fan interaction. So it's a whole new feel, man, coming out of this, you know, pandemic and everything. So I'm excited for everybody to come check us out. Always tell people it's not your average basketball game, but we know if we see you there, you're definitely going to enjoy yourself and have a good time.
What's your favorite part about being a member of the Globetrotters, whether it's a trick you do or a moment in the show? Like, well, what's the reason why you enjoy doing this so much?
I can speak for me and my teammates. I really think it's just, you know, giving people something to smile about. You know, like the past 2 years, you know, it's been rough on the world the last 2 years with the pandemic and all this stuff going on. And, you know, but everywhere we go, you know, we always get people coming up and giving us their Globetrotter story. You know what I mean? And I remember Metal Arc Lim, and I remember Curly Neal. They always remember how old they were, and you think to yourself, like, man, you know, like, God, they were doing it back then, and God, we got to keep that tradition alive. You know what I mean? So I think that's the best gift that we can give back our fans is a smile, because we can go anywhere in the world and get that message across of just, you know, having a good time and bringing people joy, you know, and hopefully something there, you know, a memory that'll last a lifetime. And I think that's so cool that we, you know, are in a position, you know, to do something that we love to do and to give back to the fans for sure.
We're talking to Scooter of the Harlem Globetrotters. They'll be in town on April 1st, putting on a show for the fans. So how did you get in with the Globetrotters?
Actually, we do have a scout that goes out and finds, you know, talent just like any other organization. But everybody's story is different how they got to the Trotters. Mine's kind of unique. I was an assistant video coordinator and a practice player for the Phoenix Suns around about 2005 or so. So you got to imagine, this is like two-time MVP Steve Nash, Quentin Richardson, Amari Stoudemire, Sean Marion, Joe Johnson, all those guys, man. So we had they were having these pickup games on the weekend, and it was the hot spot to play at. You know, the Suns practice gym was like, that's the place to go. We want to get some, you know, some good runs in. And I just happened to be at the right place, right time. The Globetrotter scouts happened to be looking at this kid that I was holding, and I can't even remember. And they were slowly looking at me, and they were like, well, who is this guy? You know, oh, that's our assistant video coordinator. The video coordinator, he can play, you know. And one thing led to another. They invite me to the camp, and then 17 years later, here I am.
What a fantastic story. So what's your message for a kid that, you know, comes to your show, watches y'all, and thinks, you know, I want to do that one day, and how they might be able to achieve that dream?
You know, I always tell kids to start off with the basics first. You know, if you love basketball, because it wasn't like I came out, you know, 5 years old, you know, start spinning the ball and stuff. I learned the game of basketball, you know, and then as you learn the basics, you just slowly start being more creative and you start seeing things that you like, that, you know, of your favorite player, or just see anything, you start trying new stuff, you know what I mean? So I always tell kids to never lose your creativity, you know, follow your dreams, you know, you got to have a vision, find something that you love to do. Once you find your vision, then you got to put a lot of effort into your passion and to always have a good attitude. So no matter what, you know, sometimes things go up, sometimes things go down, but you got to stay the course and surround yourself with positive people and surround yourself with positive things, and good things will happen for you.
That is a fantastic message. The Harlem Globetrotters coming to Bridgestone Arena here in Nashville April 1st. It's a Friday night. You can get your tickets, ticketmaster.com. Scooter, appreciate the time. It's good to hear your story, and can't wait for the show.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Thanks for having me.